Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for December 23rd, 2014. This week's news is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. Visit ICHSworld.org. For more details. And in cryptid news, a viral photograph and story have been circulating about a supposed sea creature in the ocean off the coast of New Zealand. An engineer, Peter Widahara, was looking at Google Earth when he spotted a strange wave in the water near property he owned. He contacted Google through the Google Maps Help Forum, and a contributor stated that Google does not speculate on what is in images such as this, but did suggest that it was more than likely a boat. Well, Widahara is not only convinced it's not a boat due to a lack of foam in the water, it's not a whale, and it's not a shark. Therefore, it has to be a mysterious sea creature known to locals as Taniwha. Seems legit. Widahara suggests that the creature is 39 feet long and was captured in somewhat shallow water surrounded by boats by Google Earth and was not spotted by anyone. In 1983, rumors spread about a panther-like creature roaming the woods in England that was killing cattle. The Beast of Bodmin Moor, as it became known, has been the subject of fear, debate, and now a government conspiracy, and, well, even more confusion. The alien big cat was actually investigated in 1995 by the English government in reaction to numerous reports. The government spent 6 months and well over $100,000 investigating the claims and found that evidence pointed toward a common house cat that was 12 inches tall. Well, I'm not sure how a foot-high house cat can kill cattle, but that's part of the confusing part. The government feared backlash, so they buried this report until it was recently uncovered by journalist Dr. David Clark and maintained that insufficient evidence existed to validate the claims of alien big cats in England. In 1998, a video was presented that showed what appeared to be a large cat roaming railroad tracks, and even this year, a photograph was presented that showed an odd-looking dog or cat that is purportedly very large. The mystery is solved according to the government, but the fact that their effort was buried, that continued to fuel the mystery behind the story. And the top paranormal news story from 2013 has come under fire. The Brian Sykes investigation into purported Yeti DNA supposedly recovered DNA from a polar bear that lived during the Pleistocene epoch and was thought to be a hybrid of brown bear and polar bear. However, a follow-up by another set of researchers finds that the sample was actually that of a modern polar bear. So now the big question is, how did at least two polar bears end up in the Himalayan region within the last 40 years? No one knows, but it's not very likely these samples ended up here correctly. And tune in on New Year's Day, well, New Year's Day night, as I join the Grandar Conspiracy and count down the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2014. And speaking of top 10, Lauren Coleman, author of many popular books on cryptozoology and, well, probably the biggest name associated with cryptozoology, has released his annual list of best cryptozoology books for 2014. The best cryptozoology book of 2014 went to William Munns with When Roger Met Patty. The second book on the list was the best book on extinct animals in 2014 with Errol Fuller's Lost Animals, Extinction and the Photographic Record. The third book on the list was the Best Tasmanian Tiger Book of 2014, and that was The Tasmanian Tiger, Extinct or Extant, by Michael Williams, Rebecca Lang, and a foreword by Carl Schuker. The fourth book was the Best General Cryptids Book for 2014 with American Monsters, A History of Monsters, Lore, Legends, and Sightings in America, by Linda S. Godfrey. The fifth book on the list was Legend Tripping, The Ultimate Family Experience, by Robert Robinson, with the Best Family-Friendly Cryptozoology Book of 2014. And the sixth book on the list was Handbook for the Amateur Cryptozoologist, by yours truly, Brian D. Parsons, taking home the Best Guidebook for the Cryptozoologist in Training of 2014. Well, it's a big honor for me, and I'm truly excited to be on such an exclusive list. To check out the rest of the list, check out the Paranews Insider Facebook page at facebook.com/Paranews Insider, or check out cryptonews.com. For you, Christmas time has come. And in other news, a strange occurrence in a Kazakhstan village known as Kalachi has some people mysteriously sleeping for days. Over 100 people have been affected by this mysterious sleeping sickness over the last 2 years. A group of 20 people fell asleep and could not be woken up for several days. And recently, 8 school children suddenly fell asleep within the space of an hour on the first day of school in September. Well, I'm not sure how surprising that is, but we have no idea from the story how long they actually slept. Teams of several different types of doctors, ranging from virologists, radiologists, and toxicologists, have been dispatched to the city, but none have been able to find a satisfactory explanation for the sleepiness. Many feel that this is just a psychological thing, but how can it make people sleep for days at a time? And conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings, I've updated the list at paranewsinsider.com. For 2015, there's a few that are to be announced as far as their location and date, and hopefully within the next month or so, we'll get those updated and potentially a few more going on the list. And to check out that list, go to paranewsinsider.com and click on the Events tab at the top. And there's only one January event on the list, a paranormal reality experience, January 24th in Ocala, Florida. And the Dead of Winter Festival takes place February 7th in Decatur, Illinois. And we'll get more into that list as January unwinds and some of these events are updated. And next week is New Year's. And the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2014 will be revealed on January 1st here on the Grandar Conspiracy. In the years past, I've counted down the top 10 during the Paranormal News Insider, but this year, I'm going to go back to the way we've done it before. I'm going to reveal the entire list live during the Grandar Conspiracy, and I'll be there again the next night on Friday for another interesting show with Dan and Dave Considine during the darkest hours. The Grand Dark Conspiracy. Looking forward to that one as well. It's going to be a really, really interesting show, and I highly recommend you tune in for that. Stay up late or get up early, whatever you got to do, and tune in for that. And, well, it's Christmas time, so Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Brian Parsons reporting.